This is May 2nd, 2015. My name is Anna Cardi, and I am interviewing Holly Westring, who is a freelance writer and editor. Ready
to get started? I'm ready, yes.
Could you talk about some formative experiences that kind of shaped your artistic vision that you used in your books?
I love going to different towns, especially around here in Kansas City. I went to Weston and kind of walked around the buildings there and got a lot of inspiration that way. I'm really into old buildings and small towns, so that seeing those and taking pictures helped me visualize the Sage Springs. So that's how I came to put together Sage Springs.
Okay, so that's almost a part of your research
process. Oh, absolutely. Too. Yes, yeah.
Cool. Why did you choose mystery as your preferred genre?
I have mystery, but a lot of it's romance. Some of it is... I have a lot of things going on. My first two books definitely have more mystery than the third one. I love mysteries, but I also love romances. I love new adult. And I picked a lot of different genres and kind of put it in there. I think mysteries are fun because who doesn't love a good mystery,
right?
You know? And if you can make it, I like cozy mysteries. So if you can make it fun and something that someone wants to curl up next to the fireplace and read and enjoy and love the characters and have a little mystery to it, then I think that's pretty great.
Had any particular authors or mysteries that you'd previously read influence you, especially in writing yours?
Mysteries. I went through a phase where I loved reading the Murder, She Wrote books, which is kind of funny. I really loved those. And then I think a lot, I would say Sarah Addison Allen, she doesn't write necessarily mysteries, but she writes very magical realism type books, and I really loved that. Like, I felt that in my bones, and I think that helped a lot, too.
Awesome. When was the first time that you felt successful in your profession, or what qualifies as success for, you know, a freelance writer, editor?
Well, for my writing, I would say I felt successful when I actually pressed the publish button on my first book, and I was like, I did it. It's not something that I thought I would do. I never thought I would be writing my own book, let alone a series. So to have that moment, like, hovering over the publish button, that was surreal for
me.
When it comes to editing, I feel successful every time I help someone. It doesn't matter if it's their debut novel or if I'm helping someone who will... you know, in a few weeks' time, become a New York Times or USA Today bestseller, which has happened. So it's amazing to me to get to help all sides and all types of people.
And you said you never thought that you'd end up publishing your own book. What did you think you'd end up doing?
I don't know. I read a lot as a kid, and I don't know. I never thought that I could be a book editor. Or I never thought. It just wasn't something that I had ever seen. So I think I knew I wanted to be involved with the writing process in some way. I just never thought I would write my own books or have such a big part in helping others write books and publish them. So I don't know what I thought I would be. Just maybe a lot of
this.
Things. Not this, no.
Yeah.
But I'm very, very grateful.
So a lot of people think that going into the English field, or it's not considered a very practical field to go into just in terms of getting employed. So do you have any thoughts about balancing the aspect of practicality with passion and what you actually want to do?
I think you should always, always do what you want to do. It doesn't matter if someone tells you something's not practical. If you love it enough, you're going to find a way to make it work. That's been my experience. So absolutely, do what you feel.
And you switched from an English degree to a journalism degree halfway through your college career, right? What instigated that switch, or what encouraged that to happen?
I was reading lots and lots and lots of books that I normally would not have perhaps chosen, and which was great because it expanded what I was reading, I suppose. But in the same way, I didn't want to read all of those all the time. I wanted to read my own types of books. So with the program at the school I was at, it was very intensive at the time on reading in English. I decided to switch to journalism so I could have more of a writing influence. And also, I minored in English, so I still had some of that exposure. Yeah.
And as a freelance editor, how do you kind of get your message across to people for people to even know that you are available to help them edit their book.
Oh, that was interesting. I started back in 2011 when I reached out to a couple of people I had read their books on Kindle. And back then, freelance editing wasn't as widespread as it is now. So I had been working and working and trying to get these people, like, I will edit your book for free. Just let me do it. I sent several authors that. And finally, one lady was like, okay, let's do it. And she's become one of my best friends. So it was, yeah, thanks to Tiffany King, she got me in on editing. And then she spread the word, like, hey, I know this really great editor because it had worked out so well. And then I attended a conference, and that helped because I was speaking on a panel about editing. And then I do a lot of things on Twitter or Facebook, and I do a lot of networking with other authors, so it helps me just kind of be a social butterfly online.
It's a lot of the editing you do, like, do you sometimes never even meet the person that wrote the book, because it's all online?
Never hear their voices. Sometimes I have no idea. I usually try to get a general idea of what they're about through Twitter or Facebook. I will check them out to kind of see what's going on with them and what kind of people they are, and, but yeah.
Modern technology. I know. It's crazy, right?
I know. It's always a big deal if I get to meet one of my clients. It's huge.
Right. Do you think a big influence on your profession has been things like Kindle and Amazon that are now beginning to sort of broaden the base of people that can get things published?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's. I can definitely say that Amazon has helped me be what I am because they have opened the doors, along with like Barnes & Noble and everything, Smashwords, to let these people publish their books whenever they want, however they want, and they might be able to write the book, but not necessarily be able to edit it, so that's been able to, I've been able to help with that, and it's wonderful.
Has there been any particular person whose book that you edited that maybe became really successful, or that you just really, really liked the finished product that kind of inspired you to keep going in your...
Yeah, a lot of them. I'm very grateful because Fisher Amelie is huge. She's one of my favorite people in the world, and she writes beautiful books. Tiffany King, she has worked like crazy to get where she has. I mean, she's been a bestseller. She's done wonderful things. And I have a lot of clients whose books I just genuinely enjoy. Stacey Marie Brown writes wonderful books, and G.P. Ching. I take a lot of pride in getting to work with those types of people.
And as a sort of a freelance editor, could you describe your typical day? Because it's not, you know, the typical 9-to-5, I assume, you know, go into your office or whatever. So what's your day usually like?
My day is interesting. I have a 2-year-old at home. So I have been doing this since before he was born. But now that I do it full time, he kind of takes over my day. And then when he naps is when I do a lot of my editing, or when my husband comes home, we'll have supper and then I'll finish up some editing for the day. So I don't have a traditional 9-to-5 by any means, but I make it work, and it's important for me to still have family time too. So I try not to work weekends and things like that. So
do you have to stick to a specific deadline at all, or is it kind of just whenever you get it edited, you get it edited?
I try to get books done within 10 business days is my goal, because I work quickly, but I never know when an author is going to necessarily publish. So sometimes they pick publishing release dates and they don't necessarily tell me when that is. So I'm just under the gun to like get it done as quickly as possible. It's fairly flexible, I say.
And is the editing you do a lot of just kind of proofreading or copy editing, or do you do a lot with, you know, the concepts of the book and changing those?
I do not do a lot of developmental editing. I don't particularly feel that it's something that I enjoy doing, but if there are major issues, I will let someone know that. But I think the developmental editing and the copy editing should be done separately. So I often, if someone needs a lot of developmental editing, I'll read a little bit. I'll say, you should really find a developmental editor, and then I focus on copy editing and proofreading. Okay. But I will point out small things. It's just I don't do a lot of rewriting or anything of that nature. And since I'm an author, too, I don't think that's fair for me to be able to do developmental editing. I try to keep it separate.
And with all of the editing you're doing in your 2-year-old, do you ever find time to write your own stuff anymore?
I do. I decided to write my first book a few months before my son turned 1. And I wrote the first draft in a month, and then I had it published a couple months later. Wow. So then I wrote, by the time he was one, I was already starting to write book two, and then by the time he was two, I had finished writing book three. So I did a whirlwind.
Yeah.
And he's getting older, and I enjoy watching him do things, so I'm not actively writing at this point, but I will again. I just am focusing more on editing right now.
What inspired the material for writing your first book? Did you just decide one day, I'm going to write a book, or?
Well, it's funny. Yeah, people had told me my whole life, you should write a book. And I was like, just because I enjoy reading doesn't mean I want to write a book. And I didn't think about it for a long time. Like, it got to the point where people were telling me that so often that it was starting to irritate me. But my husband, who's not a book reader, told me one day, he said, you should really think about writing a book. And that meant the world to me. So I thought about it for a few months. Then I went to a conference, and I was surrounded by these women who love to write. And I thought, maybe I'll give it a chance. So I did, and I just kept going, and I decided just to, why not publish it? So it was kind of a whirlwind situation there, too. I don't do anything, like, I don't take a lot of time to think about things. I just do everything spontaneous.
Yeah.
But it works for me, I guess.
What kind of classes would you recommend for maybe high schoolers or even college students if they want to maybe go into a similar profession as yours? What recommendations would you have for areas of specialization?
I think any type of communication is actually really important. So if you can take some kind of communication class, whether it's just a basic journalism or anything like that, because that's getting practical skills of interviewing, which is really can be important for writing books, because you might have to write a scene where someone's going through something that you've never experienced, so you need to interview someone to know what's going on.
Right.
So I think interviewing, things like that. I think copy editing, if you can take basic classes like that. I don't know if they offer that in high schools around here, but they didn't where I was, but
yeah,
that would be very useful. Mm-hmm. Reading is always good, but you can do that on your free time too. So if you can't fit all of those in, that's okay too, but always try to read,
right,
for sure.
And you've referenced this conference that you went to.
Yeah.
Is it a very social sort of profession? Like, do you meet a lot of other interested authors or interested editors in the work that you do, like, on a day-to-day basis?
At the conference, mm-hmm. I met some of them there, but I met more at the conference. I try to go to at least a couple conferences a year, at least one, because then I can meet maybe some of those elusive clients that I've never gotten to meet before. But I can also meet new clients, possibly, and just interact with people who have the same mindset, because as a work-at-home mom, I don't have an office to go to and be like, hey, coworker, what do you think about this? You know, so it's really great for me to be able to see more people like me and be able to talk about issues. And then that friendship can go throughout the year until you see the person the next year through online and emails. And
have you ever considered joining some sort of publishing or editing firm, or do you like being freelance?
I really love being freelance. I don't know that there's a company out there in Kansas City that does what I do. There might be, but I do such an odd thing that and I work with so many indie authors that I don't know that it would be a good fit for an office type situation.
Right. Would you say the majority of your clients end up self-publishing, or do most of them?
A lot of them self-publish. Some of them have gone the traditional route and then decide to self-publish later on. Because self-publishing is such an emerging, growing field that people love it, and I have a huge respect for it, and I love helping people do what they want to do, and I find that a lot of self-publishing kind of allows people to do that. They get to choose anything and everything they want, and then they get to press the publish button, so, yeah.
Do you think it's possible that at some point in the future, self-publishing will even eclipse standard traditional publishing in terms of popularity?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind that that will happen. I think that, more and more, even the people who have been making this, a job for 20 years through the traditionally published field are starting to look into the self-published field. And yeah. So I think it's just a matter of time.
Can people develop fan bases or really a lot of popular support through self-publishing, do you find?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's huge online. You just go on Facebook and that's, I mean, the groups are everywhere, everywhere. You can just start from seriously inviting a couple of your friends to your Facebook author Facebook page, and it blows up because you can do Facebook parties and you can intermingle with people. And yeah,
it's
all about online.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Modern day.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think some people have the theory that in a couple of years books will be obsolete, everything will be all digital and online? Do you think that's going to happen?
No. No. I still have friends who, they covet those paperback novels. And I do too.
Yeah.
I sent off for a signed book from an author, and when I got it, I paid a lot for it. And when I got it, I was so excited. So in that regard, people will always love paper books, I think.
Right. As a journalist, do you ever find that you want to maybe go into more of like a newspaper or magazine type of field, or do you really like novels and full books?
I've done that. I worked in a newspaper, and that was fine. I liked that. I didn't keep regular hours there either, but it was before I had my son. So I've done the newspaper thing. It was fun. I just don't know. I don't know if I'll go back to it. I'm not sure. I just really, I feel like I'm coming into my own with what I'm doing now. So I never try to project what I might be doing because it's so, I try to live in the moment. If you can't tell.
No, that's great. Do you edit nonfiction too, or do you have sort of a standard fiction, like specific genre type that you
I will
do?
Edit,
do you edit everything?
I will edit anything and everything as long as it's legal. That's what I say. I always make that known because that's important.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've edited a nonfiction. Not because I'm not interested, just because a lot of those I don't think I've gotten any inquiries.
Really?
Yeah, for nonfiction.
Yeah.
I love to read it all the time, but I don't think I've gotten any inquiries.
Do you have a favorite genre or topic that you like most like to edit or write, either one?
I love paranormal. I'm a big fan of anything paranormal. I edit a lot of romance, so I obviously like that too. So probably those two, yeah.
Yeah. Is that similar to the things you most like to read as well?
No. Yeah, kind of in some ways. I read all across the board.
Yeah.
I will read historical nonfiction, and I just love it. And then I will pick up whatever books next to the grocery store line that's, you know, hot romance, whatever it is. I will pick that up and read it next. I'm all over the place, and I think that helps me kind of divide my mind, too, because if I'm reading a lot of something during editing, I'll read something completely opposite during my free time.
Yeah. Have you ever met somebody who is just a really big fan of the three books you published? And if so, did that, like, inspire you to keep going?
I've met some of the sweetest people online. Like, they've become very good friends because they are just over the moon for my series. And it makes me really uncomfortable to talk about because I'm probably turning red. Because I'm just really humble in that way. So for them to, like, be so into it, I love it. But I don't know how to respond to that.
Right.
So I'm just like, okay, you can be my friend forever. But, yeah, I've had some great feedback.
So you wouldn't want to be, like, the next J.K. Rowling, famous and all that?
Not anytime soon. No, I don't know how I would handle that. Ugh.
Yeah. Do you have any single piece of advice that you'd want to give people that are maybe interested in writing or editing, like, as a one thing that they could maybe do to be successful?
That is a good question. One thing, I really genuinely believe it falls down to doing what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Because my job wasn't a job, like, meeting people online and becoming their editor. That wasn't, like, a job 15 years ago, you know? So you just have to find your own thing and make it work for you. And never give up. If it's really something that you want to do, why give up? You know, you'll just have to find a different way to get to it.
Right, so don't focus on, is anybody going to hire me
or whatever? Oh, gosh, no, don't focus on that. Just keep going and make it work for you.
Is there anything, looking back on your career, that you would have done differently, or are you happy with the way things have turned out?
I am super happy. Yeah. I think, I can't think of anything I would have done differently at all. I just, Maybe writing 3 books in a year was a lot. Maybe I would have slowed that down a little bit, but I think it's been great. And you can't have regrets in life. You have to appreciate what you've done and appreciate what's coming. That's what I think.
Absolutely. Wise words. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It was nice talking to you.
Thanks for having me.